joined by Kay's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 2-2 draw with Dover. Alan, at 2-1, we missed chance after chance. Was it inevitable that they were going to equalise at the end?
Sometimes you think like that, football's like that, sometimes you get that, but what a great effort by the lads. I cannot let them walk out of that dressing room knowing that's the best we've done since I've had the job. Competing was there, we've created chances, we're here. We've had a couple, mind you, we went 1-0 down, and after the run we've been on, we could have thrilled it. But we've come back, and I've just, even the chairman, Mark Anderson's been in, which is, I'm delighted, that's fair play to him, saying that's the next step for us to take the club on again, like, you know, and what an effort from the board. I can't let them leave here tonight not knowing that.
Is the result today, is that why Dover are top and we're around the playoff area? There's nowhere they deserve to draw, but they go home with the points.
Yeah, I suppose, and that's, you know, obviously Heseltina, being around the poor game a lot, just come out the poor game, he knows his stuff, but you can't let it straight from the first goal being an own goal by Wayne Finney. That's one of them things. The second goal was a bubble. We've scored two great goals, but sometimes when you have days like this, you just got to say, listen, I said before kickoff, I said I'll get rid of any player if they don't start achieving what they can achieve. Me as a manager as well, Harms is an excellent coach, we've got to start achieving things, and they've given us everything there, and I cannot knock that performance at all, but it's a great landmark to kick on now, you know.
As you say, the performance was arguably the best of the season today. Yeah. Does it make the recent results even more frustrating that we can play like that, but we dropped points against Leatherhead, against Ashford?
We kind of do that. I said that at the end. It's the first time since I've had the job. I've had to let them go out of the dressing room believing. And if I don't believe now, we never will. We can't look back at Leatherhead. We can't look back at that nightmare we had against Tooting and Mitcham, or, you know, the nightmare about 9 chances against Ashford. We can't. It's a new year, a new start for everybody. They've given us a performance to be proud of, to be honest. And it's not often I see that. So it's now the time as me to get better as a manager. Let me get better as players. They've got the best young coach with Harmsy in the country, coaching him. Martin Taylor's bringing all these techniques from her. So the club's in, you know, like Martin Gantt, all these Premiership clubs and bringing loads of things back for to work on. So the club's in a magic state. You've got Mark and Malcolm who care immensely about the whole thing. And at the minute, it's ready. And, I've come away very positive, to be honest. I really have.
You can practice moves on the training ground all day long, but you can't legislate for individual mistakes no matter how much you practice. How frustrating was the own goal?
It was going wide by all accounts, but again, did we tell him it was going wide? He took a bubble and he scored an own goal. Apart from that, I think Wayne Finney's been excellent for him. I think the last 6 or 7 games he's been different gear, and I feel sorry for the lad. And he's disappointed. Like, everybody's disappointed in the room, it's no celebrate, we're just disappointed. But in the last one was a throw-in which we should have probably dealt with better. But two mistakes in a game and get punished for an amount of chances we've had, it's sad. But it's my job as a manager to take them positive on Monday. We'll go positive again Thursday, and we'll look forward to Walton Castle's game. The side there is no excuse now. You see how we've actually proved how well we can do now. That's, like I say, that's a landmark for us to push on.
What you can do on the training ground is practice set pieces, and Simon Huckle's equaliser was straight from the training ground, wasn't it? A great header.
That's right, Harmsy, really one of Harmsy's. Harmsy did some, he's excellent at him, and he set it up, and he's done it as a great header. And we should have had one beforehand when he headed it across, and we maybe should have got across the keeper. But that's a great goal, and I thought Lodge's was a great finish. I thought it was great work by Saheed, who I thought was excellent at DFL, to be honest. He's done great, he's had a turn, and he's went, you know, he's just put him through, and it was a good all round.
Dean Lodge was man of the match. Hard to argue on that performance.
I thought Speeder was, to be honest. I thought it was a lot of good performances, but I thought Speeder was. But Lodge, yes, Lodge was excellent. Really was. You look at Luke Gerrard, that was a world class save in the first half. He's pulled off there when it was, like, you know, 1-1 at the time. And I think Lodge had a great game, yes, but I thought Speeder was man of the match, me personally.
Senko came off towards the end, but that was the best performance he's had for a long time. Real centre forwards performance.
He was excellent, and it was, like, you know, a minute ago, so you just grind down the clock, you do it, and obviously it had nothing to do with what I had done it or nothing, because it was from a throw-in, the goal. But I thought Shaheed was excellent at it. I thought his movement was good, and I thought he played very well.
You've been here a year now. Ironically, your first game was against Dover here. Yeah. How far have you taken this side in just a year that we're now disappointed with a home draw against the league leaders?
It's a lot to have done that, you know. Like, I don't think I've managed that well in the last couple of weeks. Me and Harmsy haven't been very well, and I think that's took its toll a little bit. So we've got to take a blame ourselves. But I said before, kick off to the last, and I say it now, that we've done that bit now. We've done your Dowsers turn it round job. We've done your the boardroom sound now. Everything's in place to be successful. I said before kick off, we've done the rounds now. Yes, we have changed the club around, but now's the time to kick on, and that's what we've got to do. And I'll not be, you know, at the end of the season we'll finish 6th, 7th from top, we would have failed. So now's the time to achieve something, then we would have turned the club round. If we get the playoffs and we go through and we get the next league, that's when we've turned the club round. We've done good little things and all that, you know, but now's the time to push on.
Do you think failing to beat Dover today, I asked you after the Corinthian casual games, but we then went four games without winning, can we catch Dover still, or are we playing for the playoffs, do you think?
It's a good question at the minute, people will probably, but yes, we will go out and have a crack. We've got 19 games, they have 57 points, and we will attack them. We'll not worry, I said it there, it could have been Dover, Walton, Castle, I couldn't give them monkeys. We've got to start achieving as a team, as a management, as players, everybody else has got their house in order, the club, but we've got to start achieving now, starting from a day. It's a new year, it's a new time for us. I'll put the pressure on the players that start, got to start performing. They've done it a day, but now it's got 3 points, get Walton Casuals, and let's see where that'll take us.